Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Ballard's here. Jim is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, going back more than 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Jim is one of our great thinkers in the Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including Mind Like Water and one of my favorites, What's the Rush? Also, Little Wave, big Wave, Little Swell. Is that, say that right, Jim? Which way is it? Which way?
It's one of those, Jim. It's something like that.
It's a good book. That's a good one. Little Wave, Old Swell, I think is the name of that title. And all of the Whale Dunn books. He's at the heart of all those, and he's our good friend, Jim Ballard. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. You know, Jim, one of the things that we were all taught, most of us were taught, is that we have one mouth and two ears, and we should use them proportionally.
Yeah.
And that's a lesson on listening.
And
I don't know about other folks, but I could use a little bit of help in that area. I could probably use a little help being a better listener, even though I've spent my life selling, and I try really hard to listen. I do work on it, but I'm still not good at it. What do you think?
I think you're good at it. The job that you do with people on your show just shows me that you tune right into them, and it's always a pleasure to be with you because of your ability. So I'm going to stop the praising, but I have a lot of faith.
Oh no, don't
your,
stop, Jim.
Your
you're doing so good. Well, I appreciate you saying that, but really we all need to do a better job, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and somehow we think that communication is about talking, and communication is really, if when you think about it, the definition that I like is mutual understanding. Mm-hmm. However that happens, mm-hmm. that's communication, and failing that, we're not communicating.
You know, I tell my wife all the time that guys can just look at each other and communicate without saying anything. It blows her away. She says, how do you guys do that? How do you do that? I said, we just do. We look at each other. We know what the other one's thinking. We pass back and forth a couple of subliminal thoughts and nod. I nod my head, you nod your head, and we move on.
Well, you know,
that's some mutual,
morning,
that's
like
mutual
to talk
understanding.
About, I'd like to talk about something that all of us can do, like you say, can do better. But a definition of listening that contributes to that, a style of listening that contributes to that goal that I mentioned of mutual understanding.
All right.
Because, you know, I think everybody listening, and I'll challenge them this way. Everybody listening can think of a time or think of a person that really, really got you. It wasn't just that they heard what you said; they got you.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that they totally understood, and you felt so good because
a connection.
You know, you had expressed yourself, or they had picked up on mm-hmm. absolutely what was going on with you at the time.
Right.
And that's what I want to talk about today, because we can do that for our people, we can do that for our customers and our spouses and our kids, and there's not that much to it, but it's something that we forget to do. And
you're talking
so
about
talk
connecting,
about
aren't you?
What's that?
You're talking about connecting.
Yes, and I'm talking also about actually action that we can take that
right.
is not just, you know, shutting up while another person is talking.
All right. That's what does that look listening. Like?
You know, I want to talk about how to show that you understand another person, because that's mm-hmm. what that's what contributes to them feeling, I like the expression, feeling gotten, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife says that, she says, it's so wonderful to have somebody in my life that gets me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm glad that she's talking about me.
Right, right, exactly.
And so that's what, how does that happen? How does that work? That you can go to somebody, you can be with somebody, and you can make them feel that. You can make them feel that.
Is it an accident, or is it an accident, or can we make it happen?
It isn't. It isn't an accident. We can make it happen. That's the point. That's the point.
And how do we do that?
Okay, here's what. Now you just wanted to. You just expressed a kind of curiosity mm-hmm. about if there's a purposeful way. It doesn't just happen how to do it, right?
Right.
But I just did something in that sentence to make you say right. What did I do? I sort of, even though you said, how do we do that?
And you rephrased
the question,
it.
I put it back to you mm-hmm. and gave you the sense that you were looking for something, you were curious and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying to do the thing I'm talking about, which is what? Repeating what another person says in your own words so that they go, right, exactly, you got
mm-hmm.
it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We call that active listening. And
mm-hmm.
most of us have, you know, have been in some seminar or you know, some kind of training.
It's a great sales tool.
Yeah.
Because if a customer says something to you, and you can repeat it back to them, especially if it's a positive for you. Number one, they hear it come out of somebody else's mouth, and they have to respond to it. Plus, it buys you time to come up with the next thing you're going to say.
Exactly, exactly. And they, you know, if they, boy, did you ever do it right there? You said some of the benefits of active listening,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're going to call it, active listening. Meaning, you're not just being quiet; you're being very active. But you're not, what, asking questions?
Right.
That's okay to do, but this
mm-hmm.
isn't that. You're not agreeing. That's not a bad thing, but this is not that. It's different from all those things that we sort of do by nature with people when we're with them.
What about, doesn't that also set you up, Jim, when you say that back to them, to say, and Jim, that's very interesting to me. Would you tell me more about that?
Yeah.
It sets you up for that, doesn't it?
That's exactly right.
Hold on to
and
that
you know,
thought.
You want them to say what I just said to you.
Right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about active listening with our good friend Jim Ballard. I told you we'd get smarter when Jim joined us. 20 after. Stay with us.
Oh, Lord. Stuck in a low die up in.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.